Hello, welcome to Paddy and Rob's podcast. It is Friday the 5th of March and the Central Coast Pro is still going on.
Yeah, we spoke to Ethan Smith down there. We also asked him about what smells like a towel in the back of a car. Standing next to something similar to that
I think it's my shoes. Justin Avendano from the BBL Sydney Sixers championship winning side. He joins us to have a look at sport today and as well as that, the Triple M Big Band.
Oh, they're singing again.
The song was inspired by a chat we had this week with Triple M's Marty Sheargold, who does from 3 to 4. And
he's a funny character.
This is how it went.
Mate, look, Paddy and I have got a something of a disagreement. We disagree occasionally on things. Yeah. But there's this thing from Central Coast Council where they've said, and I think you can be the leveller here and decide for us what should happen, but they've said that smoking should be banned on Central Coast beaches and it's enforceable and they've just – and it's through now, so it's done. You go down the beach, you got to butt out.
No fags.
And the seals could not be happier. So what do you reckon?
Look, as a past smoker and sometime smoker if I have a beer in my hand, I would have thought, I don't know, I would have thought you could still have a smoke on the beach, couldn't you?
Marty, this is the analogy I gave to Dick the other day. Dick Person is the interim administration office, because our council's
we
in
have
strife,
Dick
as you know.
Weekly on the show.
We have Dick weekly.
One of the great Dicks by all
reports.
He is.
True. He's a weekly Dick with us. The analogy I gave, I said, so you're worried about someone just having a puff and lighting up, but what about these people with their chimneys and their wood burners billowing tons of smoke into the atmosphere each winter?
Wants to tax fireplaces. Good on you, mate.
Is his issue around, I'm assuming his issue is around litter.
I would think it's litter more than anything else.
What is the actual issue?
I mean, people, if you're smoking, you're going to knock yourself off the perch early anyway.
It was for health.
Come on. That's what they say.
When have you been affected by someone at the beach smoking? Never.
But we also all make our own health choices, don't we?
That's right.
I mean, he can't make our health choice for us. Next, he'll be banning Eskies on the beach and we won't be able to have a beer.
He'll be standing behind Paddy Gerard on the stepper at the gym going, move it, man, move it.
Move it. You've got to get healthier, Paddy.
Oh, Marty.
It doesn't make any sense.
I know.
Can you still take a girl up into the dunes?
Well, I don't know. God.
I mean, obviously, consensually and of age.
I tell you.
That sounded awful even as I was saying.
That's not right.
Gone are the good days, Marty.
Avoca, Patonga, ooh, I want to see Toowoomba and Palm Beach, why not ban the jiggy? At Canton and Forres, baby, we can't light up. You're joking if you haven't heard. There's a ban on the Central Coast. That's where you cannot smoke when you're down at the beach. But out in the sand, no more ciggies in your hand, but you can still get nude at the place that we call Birdie Beach. It's on the Central Coast.
No shagging, no smoking at Copacabana. No fighting, no swearing, drinking with your nana. And parking, it'll cost you if you're not a local.
To the Central Coast, and cop a fine if you punch a dog.
It's Just Not Cricket with Justin Avendano.
Yeah, Justin's back in the studio for the second week. Justin, good morning, mate.
Good morning, how are we?
Good champion. You have a good week?
Very good week, very good week.
Mate, what happened with the Aussies? They're doing all right. Third match.
Yeah, we desperately needed a win. Match three. So we got that win nicely. There was a lot of pressure on a few players, including the skipper Aaron Finch. Even his wife came on social media and said, stop abusing him.
Oh, really?
He just hasn't scored any runs in the last, I think, 2 years. He's barely scored a run, and he's come out with 70, which was good.
Which is good.
His mum's standing up. His girlfriend. You just go, leave my son alone.
You need a bit of luck in this game because he was absolutely plumb first ball, and they didn't give it. So, and then And then he went and whacked 70, so he needed it.
Mate, do they, with the professional sporting teams these days, do they talk about social media to all the team about what should and shouldn't do?
Yeah, we get prepped every year on what the do's and don'ts are and how to deal with a lot of abuse, because a lot of people get it. Like, if you're in a match-winning situation, you lose, you get hammered on social media. Yeah. So a lot of people just block it off. They just don't even open it, which is probably the best thing to do. And some people don't mind reading it. Gives a bit of motivation to get going. So there's two different types of players.
I don't think they have the same thing in tennis because Nick Kyrgios has dodged the loop.
but you know, James Maloney, he used to play, you know, he's from the Central Coast and he played for the Warriors, he played for the Roosters, played for the Sharkies. He said that he just would not read any paper throughout the year. He just went, no, I'm not going to read the crap that some of these journo writes, let alone going online. There's just no way you do
it. I hope Dave Warner doesn't read social media.
Yeah,
he cops a flogging, doesn't he? Regular
guy. Well, he's just finally come back. He's he had a little injury. Well, he's always been injured the last year,
recovering
as your boys
again.
Just said. So he's always recovering, but he's in the runs. And hopefully he can come back for Australia fit and firing.
Look, if I could go on his social media, get rid of the Mo. He looks like, I don't know, a criminal.
I don't know if you guys have seen it, but he does these TikTok dances. And they are simply horrendous.
He did
it through quarantine. That's and everyone's giving him stick.
Truly?
Yeah, they're horrible.
So, like,
if you've got nothing to do this morning, look up Dave Warner's TikTok account.
So, well done to the Aussies on that. Mate, what's happening on there was a bloody... A good game in the, was it the West Indies?
Yeah, so there was a funny story coming out of the West Indies yesterday. So Akila Dananjaya, I hope I pronounced that right.
Correct pronunciation, well done.
Akila's gone and done it.
You have gone to the Rob Palmer School of Pronunciation.
Sounds like an unfortunate first name. Yeah.
And he's had one of the almighty feats, so he's taken a hat trick in international cricket, which happens once a year, if that. Well, and then the next over, he's gone for 36. He's got hit for 6 sixes in a row, which has only happened twice in international cricket. So
he's gone from the penthouse right down.
Right back to where you belong, mate.
Into the janitor's closet. Not letting him out either.
Now, we know, Justin, as well as golf, you do extremely well in cricket as well. But you're a rugby league fan now. You follow the Roosters?
I'm a Manly boy.
Oh, Manly boy,
which I should probably stop following them because I've been horrendous. Slightly.
Okay, good to have you on board. See you, Justin.
See you later, mate.
But the feel-good story of last year, obviously being at Coastie, was the Warriors in town.
Yeah.
And everyone wants them to do well. Yeah. And they were chasing Jerome Hughes from the Storm, who's the main halfback for the most sought-after player in the comp. And I think everyone was hoping he'd go to the Warriors, but he's just turned down a $2.5 million deal pretty much to live on the Central Coast to stay at the Storm. So I was hoping for a little win with him, but... That's just the way it is. You stay at the premiership winners.
Yeah.
What an idiot.
Yeah, why wouldn't you want to live on the Central Coast? $2.5 million to live here.
Yeah.
That's unreal.
Somebody.
Take a pay cut for that.
This is his manager. That's right.
How good is that? And, mate, what's... Now, getting back... All right, that's all sport done. The wedding. How's it going? Is it April? Stop the music.
Okay, how's that going?
It's April, but my missus is out on her hens at the moment. She's just went to the Whit Sunday. She's taken all your team here because she works at the radio station.
We noticed the Triple M office was quite empty.
And day one, let's just say it's, some of the phone calls I got can't be repeated, and I'm worried. As long as she comes back alive, I'm happy.
I think it's surprising that you're getting any phone calls at all. Like, isn't it zero contact?
We're happily in love. But give it to day three, day four, there might be no phone calls. I probably don't want to know what's going on.
Very messy. And you know what? Sometimes the hens are worse on a hens night than the bucks night. That does happen.
Well, my friends are pretty tame. Her friends are wild. So I'm very concerned.
Okay. This is not good. Yeah. Any blokes in the Whit Sundays, run.
Yeah. All right, Justin, thanks for coming in. And we'll speak to you next Friday, buddy.
Thank you, Justin
Avendano from Terrigal, the BBL champions for this year and last. Well, it is back for season 2021, the Mardi Gras at the SCG tomorrow night. And we have a man from the Central Coast here from Triple M. He's in the engine room of our station. It is Edward Abbott. Eduardo, good morning, mate.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Mate, no problems there. You're with Newcastle Pride, is that right?
Correct, yeah. So I only just moved to the coast at the end of last year, so I'm a new local.
Yeah.
So I've still got my ties to Newcastle, obviously. So, yeah, committee member of Newcastle Pride, and this will be our third year going into the Mardi Gras parade.
Right. Third year doesn't seem like many years because it's this been how long has the Mardi Gras been,
since the
Mardi
70s,
been
wasn't
going
it?
On?
Yeah, so the first one wasn't actually a parade; it was a big protest, and everyone got arrested because they were just sick of not being able to be in public, and you know, because it was illegal to be gay in 1978 was the first one. So everyone got arrested and sort of beat up by the cops and. The next day, everyone's photos were published in the newspapers and people lost their jobs and were disowned by their families.
Wow.
And,
oh, God.
So, yeah, 1978 was the first year. But then it's sort of, it has evolved since then. So into, you know, a celebration and a big party that we see
when
these days.
When do you reckon it turned the corner? Because it's taken a long time for people to be accepted as equals across the board, regardless of their orientation, their sex, their gender, whatever it is. And, you know, we get to where we are today where I think everyone's proud of who they are and everyone's proud of the country that we are as a group. So,
and are accepting.
Where do you reckon we turn the corner?
I think it's been gradual. So obviously in 1978, the first one, people got arrested just for being publicly gay. And it was only 1996, I think it was the year that Tasmania was the last state to decriminalise homosexuality. So 1996, I was born then. Like that's not that
it's
long
only
ago.
20-something years ago.
Absolutely. So it's been gradual, I think. And as with all social movements, it is gradual and people's minds need to change and then government's minds change as well.
So, Edward, with the Mardi Gras that's on, it's on the SCG, used to be through the streets of King's Cross. What changes are in place for this year due to COVID?
Yeah, absolutely. So obviously normal Mardi Gras parade up Oxford Street, thousands and thousands and thousands of people from all over the world come to Sydney to party.
It's wild.
It's very, very wild. I could tell you some stories, but we might do that off air. But yeah, this year the parade is at the SCG because of COVID. So ticketed event, people who buy the tickets are seated, numbered. People wearing masks are encouraged and everything like that. So because we're not sort of going up Oxford Street with floats, we've had to rearrange how we do that. So we don't actually have floats on the back of trucks or anything like that because it's at the SCG. We're sort of going around. I would describe it maybe like an opening ceremony of an Olympics. All the different organisations and groups entering and walking around the stadium, waving to people. And
now, you've got Newcastle, you're from Newcastle, Central Coast putting in a contingent as well?
Absolutely, Coastal Twist will be in the parade as well.
Yep.
So lots of Central Coast representation too, which is great.
And how drunk do you think you'll get?
Well, I'm heading down there straight after this interview, so I might start this morning.
Drunk on euphoria. I mean, you're going to be a lot of effort to be put into the costumes because there's no floats, right?
You've
got all this focus on what you're wearing.
Yeah, so because last year we had the giant float. Our costumes were basically just, you know, different coloured shirts and we had dance moves and things. So this year we put in a lot of extra effort into our costumes. So we're actually dressing up. We've got giant wigs. We're dressing up as drag queens and drag kings to sort of the spectacle now will be us instead of a truck and walking around with flashing martini glasses. And
but you know what? On the economy side, it's huge. For
absolutely.
Tourism and Sydney in particular, the amount of money, like we've got the Avoca Beach Pro on at the moment, the amount of, you have people coming to an area for the Mardi Gras, it is phenomenal the amount of money that's injected into Sydney.
Millions and millions of dollars. And that's why the government gets behind it, the city of Sydney gets behind it, because they know that the investment that it goes into the city, and it's not even just Sydney, really.
They'd want to change the beer menu at the stadium because, have you been there and tried to get some variety?
Paying $12 for a beer.
Yeah, well, you know, for a light.
And a pie.
Yeah.
The pie's $8.
Well, Eduardo, we mightn't see you for another couple of weeks. Mate, have a really good Mardi Gras tomorrow night. Mate, thanks for coming in and having a chat. It's been a pleasure. From the people from Newcastle and from the Central Coast, they're heading down to Sydney for tomorrow night. Have a really good night. And, mate, don't drink too much.
Get out and go hard.
I'll drink responsibly, don't worry.
Eduardo Abbott, thanks for joining us, Eddie.
Thank you.
Thanks, mate. Time to head to Voca. The Central Coast Pro's on. Ethan Smith has been keeping us up to date, day four down there. G'day, Ethan.
G'day, how you going, guys?
Yeah, g'day, good, mate.
How's Paddy Gerard singing?
Jeez, he's an idiot.
Going all right.
Music to my ears.
You know, don't trust Rob Palmer, Eth. Do not. He puts his little microphone, little phone around, starts recording stuff. That's entrapment, mate. I'm going to speak to ICAC about that today.
Hey, it was done out of love, Paddy. Yeah, I could see how much you were getting into it.
Hey, mate, how was day three yesterday? Ace Buchan had a win.
Yeah, he did. He took out pretty much the all local heat against Joel Vaughan and Micro Hall, his coach. Micro wasn't able to use any tactics to psych out his staff pupil, but he you know, Ace obviously came away with a win and progressed through the heat alongside son of 1978 world champion Wayne Bartholomew. His son Jagger also progressed through that heat. So it was a pretty amazing heat to watch, to be honest. It was one of the best of the event so far, I'd have to say.
Mate, isn't it good to hear these former surfing championships, champions, I should say, and their kids are now doing it? Isn't it brilliant?
Oh, it's incredible. I mean, yeah, you see guys like obviously Jagger, who I just mentioned before, and then you've got guys like up the Gold Coast, you know, Jay Okalupo, son of Mark. He's out there winning events now. Like his dad, Mark, has an event that they could, it's the Oki Grom Comp, and Jay's actually gone out there and won his old man's event in the past. So it's pretty mind-blowing to see, and it's just awesome to see that another generation's getting into it.
And a couple of young local surfers, Macy Callaghan and Molly Picklin.
Yeah, they're both on a tear at the moment. I think they've been two to watch pretty much in any event they go in. The amount of talent and, you know, natural flair that those two girls have is always going to be hard to top, and it's going to take some pretty big moves, I think, to get on top of those two girls the way they've been surfing the last day or two.
Unreal. And when we spoke to you yesterday, you were saying just it was just epic conditions. Things were holding up absolutely beautifully. Did the day hold up for the rest of it? Or when did it turn, and how's it looking now?
It's for the most part, the swell continued all throughout the day yesterday. The wind got a little bit funky and went onshore probably around lunchtime. But by that time, I mean, the majority of the day was pretty much done. And today seen a slight decrease in swell, which was a little unfortunate. But in saying that, the conditions are still beautiful. You know, you're still seeing waves in that sort of 3-foot range, you know, pretty glassy, nice and offshore at the moment. Fun little ride for, you know, some of the world's best to hit the lineup.
Ethy, what's on the cards today? Who's taking on each other?
Oh, mate. So we're in the we're starting with the remainder of the men that we didn't finish off yesterday. I think that's the round of 64. So the last 8 heats of those guys, and then we're going to go back into the women, the round of 16, and that'll pretty much decide our quarterfinalists.
Good stuff.
To potentially surf tomorrow morning,
mate. That's going to and great surfing Saturday and Sunday, buddy.
Oh yeah, I think that if any surf fan on the Central Coast is it within a sniff of Avoca, they should probably come down and have a watch, because it's going to be pretty mind-blowing, I imagine.
Oh, good stuff. All events will be webcast through worldsurfleague.com. You can get it surfingnewsouthwales.com.au and also the WSL app. And the thing is, yeah.
Eth, I just got one thing, mate. Have you ever left as a surfer, you've obviously left wet towels in the car before, and there's that unmistakable smell, isn't there?
Yeah, there is. I think I've got one that's developed its own life force in the back of my ute at the moment.
Yeah, I'm standing about 4 feet from something that's developing its own life force as well. There's a smell in the studio that I can only liken to that of a wet towel.
I think it's my shoes. I've finally worked out it might be my senses. Hey, Ethan, mate, have a great weekend. Thanks for your reports. Can we speak to you Monday with the final results?
By all means, I'd happy to do it. Happy to.
Paddy, I've got another splendid idea.
Oh, what is it this time?
Well, anyone listening can just subscribe to the Paddy and Rob podcast and stay up to date.
Of course, why wouldn't you?